Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, winter is always a dark time for Broadway, and yep, at least 12 shows will close in the next few months. Last year at this time, 15 Broadway shows closed in the first 2 months. The last two this time are Pearly Victorious and Harmony. Lots of stuff coming to Broadway, as we've been discussing, with names like Steve Carell, Jeremy Strong, Eddie Redmayne, Rachel McAdams, Liev Schreiber, and more. But first, let's talk about all the action off-Broadway. Probably the hottest one there has been the Buena Vista Social Club at the Atlantic Theater Company. Now, this is an adaptation of the film, you might remember, and nothing less than joyous. The stage is filled with musicians, singers, and dancers as they tell the true story of how that club came to be and what it meant in and for Cuba. You can't single performers out, as each one that hums a note or picks up an instrument is pretty memorable. The show has been standing room only, so the question comes, will it move to Broadway? Well, the Atlantic has had a strong record on that front. The band's Visit, Kimberly Akimbo, which went on to win a Tony and play for almost a year. It actually closes this April. And the latest was Days of Wine and Roses, which has moved to Studio 54, where it is selling very well. It's a limited run, at least with the current cast. And a new one has just opened at the Vineyard, always an interesting venue. This is Russian Troll Farm, a workplace comedy starring Christine Lattie. I will have more on that one next we speak, but know that I am smiling when I say that. Now, the other one I saw this past week is The Following Evening. That's at the new and interesting Pearlman Center. Now, that's the new multi-million dollar building near the World Trade Center, which is offering dance, theater, and dining. The Following Evening, that is the name of the play, by the way, is described as a meditation on mortality and renewal. A young couple, played by Abigail Browdy and Michael Silverstone, perform opposite a much, much older one, portrayed by Ellen Maddow and Paul Zimmet. So we have two pairs of married theater makers up there. Are they related as well? Well, I wondered for a while, but the truth is, it kind of doesn't matter what the story here is exactly. Scenes of dialogue are interspersed with highly stylized movement. We are talking avant-garde here, which makes sense since the performers emerge from the Talking Band and 600 Highwaymen companies. Let's just say this is not for the Neil Diamond, Wicked, well, not for the traditional Broadway crowd. The Following Evening is up at the Pearlman Center through the 18th. Now, my theater week ended with the Kleban Awards, named after Ed Kleban, the dramatist behind many shows, most famously A Chorus Line. Well, when he passed away more than 30 years ago, he set up a foundation to give $100,000 awards every year to a lyricist and book writer. The speakers at the event included his old friends and fans like Maury Yeston, the man behind Nine, N-I-N-E, that wonderful show, and Richard Maltby Jr., who was head of the foundation, in fact. Maltby told me Ed did this because composers can always sit at a piano and do their work, and somebody's going to listen, even if it's at a bat mitzvah. While writers, well, not so easy. What's lovely about these awards is their promise, their faith in the honorees. These are as much for work that has not yet been written, Maltby said. I also spoke with Michael R. Jackson, the Tony Award-winning writer of A Strange Loop. He was there as a member of the jury and told me he read some 13 submitted scripts and as many songs, of course. I discovered a lot of talent in there, he said. His next show, by the way, is Teeth, coming to Playwrights Horizons. And lest I forget, the two Kleban winners for 2024 are Roni Siddiqui and Lisa Loomer. Remember those names, if not the spellings. By the way, Siddiqui is S-I-D-D-I-Q-U-I-E. Well, as I often do, it's time to say farewell to some theater notables who passed away in the last week. Hinton Battle was a lovely singer, dancer, and Tony winner who began his career on Broadway at the age of 15, originating the role of Scarecrow in The Wiz. He was only 67 years old. Battle went on to star in some of the most memorable musicals, including Dancing, Dreamgirls, Sophisticated Lady, Chicago, Ragtime, Miss Saigon, and The Tap Dance Kid. I recommend you go to YouTube to watch Audra McDonald remembering Hinton Battle. And then there was Cheetah Rivera, who died at 91. She dazzled audiences for nearly six decades, most memorably starring as Anita in West Side Story on Broadway and Velma Kelly in Chicago. This was a big one, and she will be missed. But her legacy lives on, as Ariana DeBose, who won an Oscar playing Anita in the recent film remake of West Side Story, said, "If not for her, there would be no me." What a beautiful thing to say. And I will see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.